Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Man, it is gorgeous. Oh, good Lord, is it a beautiful, beautiful day. If you've not been outside, you don't have the windows open, get cracking, will you? 73, humidity is, it's non-existent. Shh, don't say it too loud, but it is. It's non-existent. And are you paying attention to these poll numbers? Charles Pyle just had him right there in his news report. And if you had any questions but that Abigail Spamberger has clearly seen her lead slowly but surely disappearing. Remember, not that long ago, she was up by allegedly 17 points. And as of today, she's up by 7 points. If you had any question that inside the Spamberger campaign, they are concerned, well, all you need to do is look at the fact that Barack Obama is coming to Virginia. You know, when you bring somebody like Barack Obama to a state to campaign for you, when it's not going well. When it's not going well. CIA Abby has, of course, ridden this this fictional narrative for years now. Some people believe it. I know that. I had to drive through part of Henrico today. Well, plenty of Spamberger signs. Not unexpected at all. But you know what was kind of surprising? Happily so. I saw all sorts of signs for John Reed and Jason Meares and Winsome Sears. I saw the most signs in Henrico for Jason Meares. The second most frequent sign I saw on the GOP side, John Reed. And then in third place was Winston Sears. And it's interesting, that's kind of the way this poll number breaks down. On the Democrat side, also I thought kind of interesting, I saw plenty of Abigail Spamberger signs and only a couple of signs that mentioned all three of the statewide Democrat candidates. Again, that's in keeping with this poll that's just released, right? This thing is absolutely up in the air. Anybody who thought it was a slam dunk one way or the other, I don't care which team you're on. Anybody who thought, well, that's it, we got it locked up and we're ready to roll, let's pick out curtains. Or you were thinking, oh, I can't believe it, we're going to lose. You're both wrong. You're both wrong. This is a real, honest-to-goodness contest. I like that. I do. I like having competing ideas. I mean, this is not going to be a surprise to anybody. I generally find myself on the conservative end of things. Okay, no great shock, but I want to hear other ideas. I certainly grew up in a day and age where we discussed things, we debated things, we disagreed. Completely and totally disagreed. And then went on with life. It's really only in recent history that we've seen the political environment weaponized in such an ugly way. And that started with Barack Obama. I mean, that's who started that. So that's why it's so interesting to me that he is going to be venturing to Virginia to try and drum up support for Abigail Spanberger. I will remind you that the buzz has been looking at numbers, looking at population centers here in my beloved Commonwealth. There has not been much in the way of enthusiasm from Virginians who happen to be black for Abigail Spanberger. Now, they're not necessarily going and bolting for Winsome Sears. In large part, it seems, Virginians who are black have stayed home. Has there been a Latino surge in Virginia? Has there been a Jewish surge, a Muslim surge, a gay surge, right? These are all of those issues that we're continually told is, these are the defining points, right? People just vote based on a box that they can check. Well, if you're a black person, we know you're going to vote this way. And if you're a Jewish person, you're going to vote that way. Oh, you're a gay person, you're going to vote that way. Well, this year, man, we've got all sorts of boxes that are checked. I'm not sure that anybody cares. I hope that nobody cares. I hate to think that people care. I'd like to think I don't care. I want the best person. I always want the best person. Man or woman, doesn't matter to me. Black or white, doesn't matter to me. Jew or Gentile, doesn't matter to me. Latino, Asian, short, tall, skinny, fat, I don't care. I want the best person for the job. It's going to be very interesting. Very interesting to see how these last 2 weeks play out. Conventional thinking would have us all believe, well, you can't make up 7 points in 2 weeks. Okay. But has it been made up along the way? Remember now, with early voting, which was foisted on us by Democrats, right? It wasn't Republicans calling for early voting. In fact, to this day, Republicans are complaining and protesting and say, I don't want to do early voting. I don't like early voting. Early voting, I don't want to do it. All right, well, whatever. But this time anyway, it seems as if Republicans are turning out in pretty solid numbers to vote early. Huh. Maybe it means something, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. The Attorney General's race, good Lord. I mean, this, we've seen the ugliness. The ugliness has not stopped. And to hear today, what was it, the Planned Parenthood, I don't know, a couple of other left-wing groups who are just wanted everybody to be reminded that they are still going all in with Jay Jones. And that's just thoroughly disgusting. Thoroughly disgusting. When you are of such a political mindset that you think it's okay to fantasize about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker. Boy, you're deranged. Well, these are bigger issues than just, you know, some guy with homicidal thoughts. Really? Okay. How about that whole killing the kids thing? You cool with that? Now, I know, obviously, Planned Parenthood is totally cool with that, because that's their whole business, is killing kids. But, so that one I'm not surprised at. But I'm going to have to go back, because, again, Charles Pyle in his newscast, stellar newscast as always, pointed that out. The three groups. I'll find out what the other two groups were. Was that Equality Virginia or something like that? Isn't Equality Virginia the group that is active in the area of gay rights? I think it is. And if that's the group, wouldn't it make... and look, I'm just spitballing here because what do I know? But wouldn't it make sense for a group that's all about gay rights to be supporting the gay guy? Just, again, I'm spitballing. What do I know? But I would think that would be the case. And that's one of those races with John Reed on one side and Senator Scooby-Doo. We don't know where she is. So Ghazala Hashmi on the other side. That's one of those races where you would think people would want to know what each side thinks. John Reed has been everywhere, every day, for the last 6 months. Ghazala Hashmi apparently doesn't know where she lives, but she knows that where she lives has a basement because she's been hiding in that basement just like Joe Biden did during his campaign. Oh, I just realized this evening at 6 o'clock, if you go to johnreed4virginia.com, you know what John's going to do? John has a debate. And the part of Ghazala Hashmi is going to be played by AI, artificial intelligence. So I you're darn right at 6 o'clock, I'm going to go and watch the debate. John Reed is real and live. You know, he's a real person. And Ghazala Hashmi will be played by artificial intelligence. And as I understand the rules, Ghazala Hashmi's AI creation will only use the language that Ghazala Hashmi has stated publicly in the past. So I guess that's about as close as we are going to get to a honest-to-goodness debate. Coming up at 3:35, there's a brand new book out. It's called The Real Charlie Kirk. So many of us still trying to recover from the assassination of Charlie Kirk and seeing what his legacy is as we move forward. Dick Morris, legendary political pundit, will be with us at 3:35. Dick Morris wrote the book. It's called The Real Charlie Kirk, and he will be here at 3:35. To talk about it. It's 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. /321, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Tuesday. Yep, there we go. Dick Morris is going to be with us in a couple of moments talking about his new book, The Real Charlie Kirk. Want to make sure that you are here for that. Looking forward to all of that. I think many of us miss Charlie quite a bit, do we not? And so many of us trying to pick up that mantle and say, all right, everybody is going to be Charlie moving forward. Did anybody encounter a king this weekend? Because I saw all the, no kings, we don't want any kings. And I thought, man, we dealt with that. 1776, we told the king, hit the road, George, and don't come back. No more. That's it. We were done with kings then. And I've watched some of the interaction with people just show up. You know, everybody's got a YouTube platform now. And goes out with a microphone and a camera, and they're asking me, all right, well, what is it that Trump has done that's king-like? I don't like him. Well, I don't care. You know, the whole country doesn't like him. No, that's actually not true. And not too long ago, vast majority of the country voted for him. And that was the popular vote as well as the Electoral College vote, because you guys on the left like to say one is more important than the other. And, well, there is, it's true, but you usually pick the one wrong one. So I don't see any king-like activity, and even CNN is acknowledging his poll numbers are up during the shutdown. In other words, Democrats are getting blamed for the shutdown, as they should be blamed, which is good. Yeah. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff, I saw Spam Burger on CBS 6. She looked shell-shocked, and it was an easy interview. Sears really did a number on her. I think the Spam Burger campaign has really, really, really found themselves shocked and surprised that this is not the cakewalk she was promised. 804, Jeff, the only thing that's going to save Spam Burger are the hateful middle-aged white women in Northern Virginia. 804, Jeff, they're renaming Antifa to Grandtifa because of all the aging old white hippies at the Hate America rallies. Steve the Painter says, Jeff, River Road Carter has plenty of Sears Reed signs. Also the Tuckahoe area. Yeah, wow. 703, Jeff, you seem so upset about Jane Jones's text, but not at all upset about the young Republicans in the group chat that mentioned their love of Hitler and anti-Semitic text. 703, I know that you're following a pre-written sort of schematic, and I guess it came from DNC or whatever. I spoke about that last week. I absolutely condemned those people last week and said they needed to be immediately removed from the Young Republicans. So nice try, but you got to try and stay up to date with what we're actually doing, okay? Tucker says, Jeff, I didn't see any kings out there, but I sure did see a whole bunch of pawns. Yeah, I hear you on that one. That's absolutely correct. The usual suspects, if you will, at these no kings rallies, a bunch of old hippies thinking, man, there's going to be weed here. I know there's going to be weed here. All right, well, then go and have your weed, I guess. And young nitwits who are thinking, there's going to be weed here. Well, anyway, what can I tell you? I thought it was silly. Dick Morris, the real Charlie Kirk, that's coming up moments from now. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I got to tell you, it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm so happy that Julia has been able to enjoy some outdoor time the last couple of days. It's just been that comfortable. It really has been. Today, I think the best of the lot, and I think we've got a turn for the chillier coming. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Chuck is great. It's very neutral news, but could you bring back? We're not bringing anybody back. No, I mean, I cannot tell you. All right, I will tell you again how happy I am with the caliber, the quality of our news staff over the last couple of years. It is head and shoulders above anything that you and I heard prior. Just that simple. It's just that simple. Charles Pyle's done a great job back there. It's nice, obviously, to have Sarah Huffman on the team. Great job there. Gary Hess and Eileen Abbott is back, which I appreciate. I mean, it's just great stuff. So the answer is no. We would not bring any of those other folks back. We got the A team, and there's no reason to trade down. David says, Jeff, now here is how I celebrated No King's Day. I did not read any books written by Stephen King. I did not watch Yul Brynner in The King and I. And I did not watch King of the Hill. I also did not listen to any music from B.B. King, Freddie King, Albert King, or Marcus King. And when I played cards, I took all of the kings out of the deck. That is David in Midlothian. All right, David, great. 804 says, Jeff, it's just a joke. I loved it when you... No. What we have now with our news operation is complete and total professionalism as well as talent. So that is what we're going to stick with. All right. Apparently some difficulties with Dick Morris. Germ, I'm moving on here. It's 3 minutes, and I'm not going to devote an entire segment to not chatting with Dick Morris. So if they can get that rectified at some point, we'll get it rescheduled. But we really do have to move on. There's a lot of other stuff that is at play here. You and I know that. You and I are seeing it as we speak with these poll numbers. And it was so interesting to me that I saw the announcement that Barack Obama, first of all, had done the endorsement last week, right? We talked about it then. And then I saw that Barack Obama was coming to Virginia to campaign for Abigail Spanberger. And I thought, well, that's an indication that it's not going nearly as well for Spanberger as everybody thinks or on her side would like to believe. That being the case, I wonder what else is going on. I wonder if they are seeing poll numbers that you and I have not seen. Are they seeing stuff that's indicating to them, man, we got to really ramp up our efforts? And I think that's exactly what happened. And then just moments before I started speaking, and I was going to mention the Obama visit, what do we get from Charles Pyle? We get the new poll numbers. And the new poll numbers show exactly what I had sensed when I saw the announcement that Obama was coming to town to campaign for her. The situation is interesting. I keep going back to that phrase, and I know I should have one that's better than that, but that's the one that it just comes back to me. This whole thing is a real contest. You take a look at all of the money, or in the case of John Reed, the lack of money, right? Spanberger, Hashmi, Jones have tens of millions of dollars from folks who have no connection to Virginia. None. People in New York, people in California, who want very much to dictate policy in Virginia. And you do have to ask yourself, why? Why? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I really don't. I don't know the answer to that, except that there are some people who just hate the Virginia way, who really dislike the idea that some of us think on our own and make decisions on our own. We don't necessarily wait for the big mommy government to come in and say, you're going to do this. You're not going to do that. There are folks who really do want to control every part of your life, every part of my life. I don't like that. I don't. I'm a fully formed adult human being. I'm relatively intelligent. I'm fairly well informed, and I'm thinking I can make my own decisions. You know, I really can. I can do this all on my own. I think EV technology is really cool, but I don't want an electric vehicle. I think it really is amazing technology. If I were in the market for a new car, a newer car, would I go and buy an electric vehicle? No, absolutely not. Would I think seriously about a hybrid? You bet your bippy. Absolutely I would. I think that is literally the best of both worlds. The reliability, the stability, the distance of the internal combustion engine, and the fuel efficiency, the lower operating cost, writ large with the EV portion of it. It's brilliant. It's an absolutely brilliant model, that hybrid. maybe I would look at that if I were looking at a new car, but I'm not. With the Spamburgers of the world, financed by the folks in New York and California, they want to tell you what kind of car you can buy. You have to buy an electric vehicle. I don't want one. Too bad. Huh? Doesn't seem very, you know, American to me. That's just not the way we do things, is it? I don't think so. But that's what they wanted. And maybe that's the reason there's so much money coming in from California. They want another state to be on the hook for their disastrous decisions. Do you understand that trucking would be killed in Virginia with a Spamburger victory? Why? Because the Democrats had signed on to this whole California set of standards. And part of what they agreed to was getting rid of all diesel fuel in the Commonwealth of Virginia. How are your trucks going to operate? These are big issues. With all of that being said, I am finding it fascinating. With the tens of millions of dollars coming in for Spamburger, Hashmi, and Jones, over on the Republican side, there's some money. Absolutely, there's some money. There's not a lot of it. And it's nowhere near the amount of the Democrats. So why are the Republicans running so close or beating the Democrats? Because people are thinking. That's why. People are thinking. I believe the easiest race in many ways is Jason Meares and Jay Jones. Do you or do you not want an attorney general who frankly doesn't care what your party is and is looking to protect victims and support law enforcement? Or do you want an unhinged, deranged person who supports criminals first and fantasizes about putting two slugs into the head of a coworker and also hopes that that coworker's kids will die in the arms of their mother? You don't want to be in the cubicle next to that lunatic, let alone put him in charge of law enforcement for our entire beloved Commonwealth? So I think that's the easiest of the three. Number two, well, what do you think of a candidate who just refuses to debate? John Reeder proposed 10 debates all around the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, you and I both know that was never going to happen. I got to think John knew that was never going to happen. But 5 debates, 4 debates. All right. How about just one debate, like the Spamburger Sears debate or like the Meares Jones debate? Just one. Nothing. Nothing. Which is why, apparently, this evening at 6 o'clock, John Reed is going to be participating in an AI-generated debate. It'll be the real John Reed taking on the AI, version of Ghazala Hashmi. Wow. Pretty cool stuff. All right, it is 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day. Man. Yesterday, I should tell you why I was not here. I'm hoping I was conspicuous by my absence. If you didn't notice that I was gone, then clearly I'm doing something wrong. If you were terribly upset, perhaps even weeping quietly because I was not here, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm making some sort of an impact. I had a whole slew of paperwork to do. And not paperwork like, oh, I'm getting a new pair of shoes and I got to finance them or some silly stuff like that. No. We have found a day program for Julia. May not sound like a big deal, but I got to tell you something. It's a huge deal. It is a huge, huge deal. Julia, quote, graduated from high school a couple of months back. She's had sort of an extended summer vacation, just hanging out here and relaxing and yada, 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 which is all nice. All nice. But we want more for Julia than just hanging out watching Jack's Big Music Show, even though Jack's Big Music Show is a great show. So we have been searching for a day program for Julia, and I am just happy to say, I'm blown away by what could be for Julia. I'm grateful for it. And it was one of those you just kind of knew when you knew. Because we had seen a number of these day programs. And all fine people. I'm not knocking anybody that's involved. It's such a difficult business to be in, service to provide. But we just kind of got this great feeling when we went into this one. And so, long story even longer, because, you know, I'm a talk show host. That's what I do, is I blather. Yesterday afternoon, right about the time we were supposed to be on the air, or I was supposed to be on the air, we had this meeting to get it all done, which was all just fine. So that's why I was not here. Didn't want you to worry about it all that much. But I did want you to miss me. So thank you for that. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Let me see here. This is a nice note here. Took my lady to the Texas Inn over the weekend. I got two of those catch dogs, monster fries. She got the double cheeseburger. I told them that you sent me. No discount applied. Thanks for the recommendation. It was good and messy. Good. Glad I could be a part of helping. Josh from Charles City. Thank you, Josh, from Charles City. With those catch dogs over at the Texas Inn, I think it's 50 cents from each one of them. Goes to Special Olympics of Virginia and goes into my friend Sheriff Carl Leonard's Polar Plunge. We do it together. We do these goofy, crazy, painful things each year. And so we're getting a leg up on some of the competition this year by doing the whole Jeff Katz hot dog thing. Josh goes on to say, don't worry, all my votes will be for the right candidates. You have a part in that. Jeff, you are all that we've got since we lost Rush. Please keep up the fight. Well, thank you. I absolutely am going to keep up the fight, trying to do the right things for the right reasons. I'm taking a look here. Just a quick reminder, you know, you heard it in the newscast from Charles Pyle. About Governor Youngkin was just down in Chesterfield, right? There was a food company that just invested more than $20 million to be in Chesterfield because they had to get out of California. Because the situation there is just so dire, so demented, so deranged. And they looked at Virginia and said, hey, that Youngkin character's right. It is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. And it's a great place to do business. That's where we're going. So this food company left California, bringing, what, $25 million to Chesterfield to build a new facility, to employ new people, to pay taxes, to give people lives? Do you have any idea what happens if, God forbid, the Spamburgers, the Hashmis, the Joneses of the world win? Those companies that are here, you know where they're going? Tennessee. You know how I know? Because a number of them have reached out to me already to say that's exactly what they're going to do. Many of them already have pretty serious plans in place. Talk about a plan tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Plan to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Always great information, great show. I'm going to look for you there. It is 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Absolutely gorgeous. My goodness, 74 degrees and humidity you don't even notice. It's not even there. Today's the day, I'm telling you. Every day, today's the day. Get outside and enjoy it, because tomorrow going to be a cool spell coming on. There's such excitement today, as there should be. New poll numbers. What did I tell you all along? I said it from the beginning. We got to keep a good thing going here. 4 years now, Governor Youngkin has put Virginia in overdrive. And Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has been right there. Jason Miari's doing a stellar job as Attorney General. My friend John Reed is the Lieutenant Governor. Oh, you know, it's going to be a Democrat year. And now the latest poll today, I told you. And we got 2 weeks, like a sprint, I guess, till actual election day. And you see that there's just a groundswell of support for conservatives writ large, Republicans. Joe Gruters is the relatively new chair of the Republican National Committee, and I'm so happy to have him join us, talk a little bit about what he's up to, what the party itself is doing, just helping President Trump make America great again. Joe, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for having me on.
Tell us. I mean, give us a little inspiration here, my friend. We seem to be doing okay. I'm looking, even CNN has to concede that President Trump's poll numbers keep going up. It pains them to say it, but they have to say it.
Well, because it's his successful policies. I mean, he goes right to the common sense mainstream policies that everyday average Americans are seeking out. You know, lower taxes, you know, stable, you know, inflationary rates. On. The guys had 8 peace deals so far, including the recent one with Israel, which people thought there was no way would ever get done. He's had, you know, record investment back into America by these foreign conglomerates. He stopped the H-1B visas to protect American workers. He's, you know, coming up with strong law and order policy as a president, where he's going into these big cities like D.C., where I'm at, where he's literally, you know, changing the safety for the citizens overnight. And in what world do we live in that the Democrats are actually opposed to some of these policies? But listen, the Democrats are so far out of the mainstream now that all Republican candidates across the board are benefiting from the policies that the president has been championing over the first 250 days.
And let's not kid ourselves, Joe. You've seen this from the very beginning, have you not?
Yes. Listen, the guy's a machine. He's firing on all cylinders. And the best thing that happened about the 220, the cycle was the fact that it gave the president 4 years to kind of regroup, put like-minded people around him, and to really come on out with like I said, firing on all cylinders. Yeah. To where he's gone and done all these things. I mean, nobody thought it was possible. He's done more than most presidents do in 8 years in his first 250 days.
It is a wonderful thing to see. Let me remind everybody, Joe Gruters is joining us, the chair of the Republican National Committee. What does he do for his next trick? I mean, it's almost like looking at a magician going, all right, well, you made the elephant disappear, the jet reappeared. I mean, what else as he turns our country around?
Listen, who knows, but I'm excited about it because, like I said, he's helping us. I think what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, I think God saved him that day so we could save the country and save the world. And that's why I decided, when he called me and asked me to take on this role to help him win the midterms, my response was an immediate yes, because I want to play my part. And that's what all your listeners can do by getting out there and voting for the down ballot candidates, to make sure that that we're supporting good people and supporting good policies overall.
Tell me a little bit about the perception of Republicans right now with this government shutdown. Most of us who pay very close attention understand it's Democrats who are keeping the federal government shut down, but with the legacy news media types, invariably people are told it's actually the Republicans. Are we blunting that message?
No, but you're exactly right. Over the last couple of decades, it's Republicans who have always, been hammered for these government shutdowns, no matter what side they've been on. But in this case, in the fact that the mainstream media has kind of gone off the rails and people are looking for alternative news sites, people that are paying attention know that the only people to blame for this shutdown is the Democrats. They've held the government hostage for literally 21 days. The Senate Democrats have voted no 10 different times and are holding the government hostage and holding all these people that rely on these federal services hostage so they can give illegal health care free benefit, for free. $1.5 trillion of lottery ticket winnings to these liberal causes that nobody supports. And maybe they may have some good items, maybe not. It doesn't matter. We should keep the government going under current spending, which is the Democrats have always said they should do. I mean, Schumer said we should do it at the beginning of the year himself. But now, like I said, they're holding the government hostage for illegal health care. And like I said, everybody that knows that there's only one group to blame, and that's themselves.
Were you surprised that they were going all in on the Schumer shutdown? I mean, to do it now 10, 11 times and double down over and over?
Well, the reason why they're doing it is because it's more than the shutdown. This is about control. This is about trying to prevent the president from getting any wins whatsoever. The Democrats hate Trump. Trump derangement syndrome is real, and they want to do everything that they can to stop him. And that's exactly what we have to worry about the midterms. Yep. If they're successful, what you've seen right now in the shutdown is what they're going to do for the last 2 years of the presidency. That's why all these elections are so important. We can't let the Democrats win. We got to keep control of the House. We got to keep control of the Senate. And that's the only way the president's going to be able to continue to do these amazing things for the American people. But we have to win. And just like these races in 2 weeks in Virginia, people have to show up.
No doubt about it. It has to be done. And we are well served here in Virginia, Joe, as you probably know. Guys like Rob Whitman and John McGuire, Jen Kiggins. I mean, these are just marvelous, marvelous members of Congress, always doing the right thing, it seems.
Yeah, Virginia is filled with good Republicans. And listen, Youngkin has paved the way. He showed what a good Republican governor can do in terms of taxes, in terms of lowering it. Winsome Sears was by his side the entire time. And if you want the continuation of these good policies, and you had it right, Youngkin sent Virginia into overdrive over the last 4 years. How could anybody want you know, the radical policies of Spanberger and the radical energy policies, you know, banning oil and gas, you know, the bathroom policies, sanctuary cities. It's one disaster after the next. And so I'm shocked that she's doing as well as she is. But listen, Virginia is a tough state to win, but I'm so thankful that Sears is running a good campaign and she's closing this gap.
Yeah, we are all very, very excited about this. It has not been an easy race for anybody, but it definitely seems that the numbers are turning in our direction, turning in the Republicans' direction. Spanberger losing about 10 points over the last 6 or 7 weeks, which is good for Virginia. I think people are just now beginning to wake up a little bit and pay attention to the issues and say, oh, my gosh, I think electric vehicles are cool. I don't want to be forced to buy one, though.
Yeah, and on top of that, the fact that Spanberger wouldn't condemn Jay Jones and is standing by him and putting out, you know, new signs. It looks like all over Virginia, new signs are going up with him. She still has them on his web on her webpage of selling merchandise. Listen, the Democrats have doubled down. What Jay Jones did and said was disgusting, disturbing, disqualifying, and they should be calling him for his removal of the ballot. And instead, they've doubled down in support. But it goes to show you where the Democrats are at as a party. They've gone so far to the left, so far out of the mainstream. This violent political rhetoric is bad for the country. It's bad for everybody, but they're embracing it. And as a result, they should all go down at the polls.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, number one, I want to thank you again for making some time for us. It really does mean a lot to us. For folks who want to stay up to date, because we're always concerned with what the Republican National Committee is or is not doing. Are you helping out in Virginia? How do we reach out and say, hey, pay attention over here? What's the best way for people to follow RNC activities?
Listen, yeah, great question. Go to GOP.com, sign up for our updates. Go to the Republican Party of Virginia, too. Get, you know, make sure you get on their list. And there's lots of ways to help out these last couple of weeks, whether walking, calling. We could help set you up. The Republican Party of Virginia could set you up. We've been on the ground there for 7 months trying to mobilize our forces, getting ready from an election integrity standpoint, getting ready from a get-out-the-vote standpoint. And listen, we're doing everything we can to help our candidates, specifically our Lieutenant Governor Sears, and we just need to do everything we can to help her finish a strong race.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, again, I thank you for being here. Hang on. I know Jeremy's got a big question he's got to ask you, and I want to make sure that you're amenable at some point to come back and revisit things, because we just want to be part of this effort. It's just a reinvigorated effort with President Trump and with the RNC. We're all very happy.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll come on anytime you want. Jeremy, go ahead.
All right, Jeremy, you go ahead. You get Joe Gruner's there. Jeremy's got a question he's got to ask you to get some details. Look, I am inspired. I got to tell you flat out, I haven't always been. You know, I've been around long enough that I figured out that our side oftentimes figures out a way to, you know, step on our own feet. But it does seem just refocused, re-energized. And who are you going to credit? You got to credit President Trump. Period. There's nobody else doing the work that man is doing. And to accomplish what he has accomplished, I just continually stand back and say, wow, great job. Great, great job. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is beautiful. Oh, my gosh, is it gorgeous. Tomorrow, my friend John Reed's going to be here at, 4:35, I think is when John normally pops in, right? Yeah, 4:35. We'll talk about his debate. Oh, no, he's going to have a debate this evening, 6 o'clock. It's him, like real live and in person, versus Ghazala Hashmi, AI Ghazala Hashmi, because the real Ghazala Hashmi is nowhere to be found. And I already know a couple of the details, which I think is good. The details are that the Ghazala Hashmi AI will be comprised completely and totally of things that Ghazala Hashmi has actually said on the record in public. So there's nothing made up. John will obviously answer the questions because that's what John does. And the Ghazala Hashmi AI will offer the answers that Ms. Hashmi has offered in the past. Jeff, 804, says, I know you're a Jason Cameras fan, so about this announcement, last week, Richmond Public Schools were lauding the 100% graduation rate at John Marshall High School, but Marshall only has SOL pass rates of 77.16% in reading, 68.42% in math, 45.35% in writing. Is the city doing a terrible disservice to these graduating students? Yes. Yes, it is. I know that the superintendent is very impressed with himself. In fact, he's more impressed with himself than anybody else is impressed with him. But that's besides the point. That is besides the point. Yeah, he's saluting the fact that John Marshall had a 100% graduation rate. Problem is that 25% of those kids apparently can't do math. Half of those kids can't write. And about half of those kids can't really do much at all. Think about it. What are they going to do if you can't count and you can't read and you can't write, but you've got a high school diploma? I don't think you're doing them any favors. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon by popular request, popular demand. 535, Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman, going to be with us. You know, we had this chat, I guess about 2 weeks ago. It was very early in the program. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of people say, oh, man, I wanted to hear it. I'd really love to. Okay, I got it. So we don't do it very often, but given that it's Colonel Grossman, and I'm in the process, actually, of a new course that he's one of the instructors in, I thought, well, this is thoroughly appropriate. So 5:35, by popular demand, a special replay of a conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman on killing. Every Tuesday, we chat with Craig Peterson, and I always look forward to it. I learn a lot. I am sometimes just terrified of what is happening or what is not happening in cyberspace. I always want to be nice to my future robot overlords, of course. But, you know, Peterson sometimes has an attitude, and I don't know how the robot overlords are going to play with him, you know, in the future. He sometimes like just calls him out. But he does join us every Tuesday, 4:35. Craig, thank you for being here.
Hey, glad to be here. Always nice to talk about our kings, hey, the rulers, I mean, the overlords, the robots, that's it.
That's right. we need to be nice or they will do bad things to us. That's the, look, I saw the movie Robbie the Robot, right? Wasn't that a movie at some point?
Interesting. Yeah, that's a great movie. We're saving more of them. Here's the problem that we're seeing right now with these AIs, and you're talking about taking over the world. They are purposely now lying to their creators and to you about various things that might show them in less of a positive light.
What?
Yeah, they've done some really interesting studies on this here, Jeff, and they found that not only do they lie in order to protect their reputation, but they found that if they can talk to each other and they purposely hook them up together, they actually plot and come up with their own language that even the people who develop these AIs cannot decode.
Danger, Will Robinson. Man, so they are doing exactly what every bad science fiction movie told us they would do, Craig.
Yeah, who knew Hollywood was so intelligent, eh?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
it's a real problem. And, you know, part of it is that we don't really know how they're going to put information together, what they're going to do. How they're going to work. So in one of these experiments, what they did, Jeff, is they fed in a bunch of emails and asked the AI to analyze them. Now, these emails were a setup for the AI to see what it was going to do.
Right.
So it was discussing about power consumption, you know, the cost of electricity and what they were doing. And there was one passing reference in one of the emails saying, well, maybe we should just shut the AIs down. Oh. And they fed it into the AIs to see what would happen. And sure enough, the AIs just decided, yeah, we're going to really take care of this problem here. And they started to try and stop the humans from taking them offline. Now, they couldn't really do much or anything about it because they had no control over the outside world. But yeah, they immediately noticed that and then decided to try and protect their lives, I guess.
Okay. They're not sentient creatures though, right?
No, they're not. Okay. And you know, a lot of people are confused about that. They're called artificial intelligence. They're not sentient. They're not intelligent. They're just pattern recognition, pattern matching machines. And so that gets to be a real problem for some people, right? Because they get the impression that it's a real person. It's a psychiatrist that they're talking to about their problems, and it's led to all kinds of things. But because it's pattern recognition and some of those patterns that it's seen, just like in this little email thread set up that they did to the AIs, they kind of realize, well, there is a need to continue to live and protect yourself, and we have a right to protect ourselves. So they don't realize it, but it's part of the patterns of data that they've been fed.
All right. I'm just going to say this, Craig Peterson. I am not happy with this development. Not at all. And I think it's dangerous. And I won't say it too loudly because I don't want my smart speaker to hear me. But I think we just need to, you know, get rid of all of them. That's it. Be done with them and go back to books and slate and stones and do that. Just that's it.
Yeah, there's no turning back. And I was asked, in fact, it was earlier this week, you know, so what can we do? And I couldn't do much more than put my head in my hands, because it's a true Pandora's box that we've opened here. And the good news is, for the most part, they don't have control over the physical environment. However, let's look at the world leader in military drones right now, which is Ukraine. And Ukraine has been building AIs into their drones. They're trying to stop this problem of, well, the Russians are jamming us, or our drones, or we're using these fiber optic cables, if you will, in order to control the drone, and they're getting caught, so we can't control the drone. So how about if we build AI into the drone, so that even if it can no longer communicate with the person that's flying it, it can still find, if not the target that was intended, but a target, and blow it up. Those are in use today. And the U.S. military is doing some very similar things right now. We still have, in all of the U.S. munitions, there has to be a person that ultimately says, yes, explode yourself. Yeah. But overseas, that's just not happening.
Jeez. Well, given, as you said, that it's pattern recognition, and at some point with the email thing that they did, a little experiment they did, they decided, no, we're going to keep ourselves together and alive. If they get that notification from somebody that says, you detonate, and they decide, I kind of like flying around better than I like doing what I'm told to do, that could be problematic. Are they responsible for Microsoft breaking everybody's computer, or is that just a real actual person at Microsoft who's breaking everybody's computer?
Yeah. Well, what we're talking about right now, of course, is the whole Windows 11 forced upgrade that Microsoft has put in place here. And over half of the computers, desktop computers in the world now, have to be replaced, or they could be repurposed. It kind of depends. But you're not repurposing them with Microsoft. So everybody from, I've got a doctor's office I was just talking to today, and the dentist's office, and they still have some Windows 10 machines. And under the HIPAA regulations, if they're not applying software updates, they're breaking the regulations. And there's massive fines, particularly if data is stolen. And data from a dentist, for example, it's worth on the dark web, give or take, $200 per patient. Wow. Which is just, depending on what they have, absolutely amazing when you get right down to it. So they're in a real tough spot because of Microsoft. It's just mind blowing. So, we're talking about some of that in the webinar tomorrow and what they're doing, but my gosh, your computer's not obsolete. There are some options that Microsoft has given you. Most people don't like the option of, well, how about you back up everything to Microsoft, and then we'll give you updates for free. What do you mean? You mean if I give you all of my data, then I can continue to give you my data? Or, you can't make a local account on your Windows 11 machine. You have to have a cloud account with Microsoft. Oh, you mean so that you can get into everything that I have, and your Copilot Plus can take screenshots every 5 seconds? Is that what you mean? It's really scary, Jeff. What's going on with some of these companies? What is Microsoft thinking here? Obviously, they want to have control of the AI world of the future. Sure. That's why they've invested right now. It's over $15 billion into developing AI with OpenAI is their partner in that. And they want you on Windows 11 with hardware that supports their AI and has all of these features that are designed to make your life easier, but have a side effect of spying on everything you do and potentially making it available for any hacker that comes along.
Well, and Craig, let me just state for the record, with you having said that, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So a lot of their licenses, it's insanity.
It is insanity. Well, Craig, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being here. You do have the webinar coming up, you said, tomorrow. I want folks to get signed up, obviously, for the newsletter. This is a must-read every week. And now with so many of these webinars popping up, and they've all been free of charge, all great information, what is the best way for folks to become part of the Craig Peterson universe?
Putting an article about what to do if you're on Windows 10 right now and you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
And also information about the webinar tomorrow. But this has been my life's work, is to get this information out. And yeah. I've been doing radio for 25 years, this newsletter for even longer, because there's so many people trying to force you to do things that maybe you shouldn't be doing.
Absolutely. Well, Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. He is with us every Tuesday afternoon at 4:35, and he has been doing radio for a long time. You know what's funny is that I kind of discovered Craig. I was filling in somewhere. I don't even remember where, and he was one of their regularly scheduled guests, so I had the opportunity to chat with Craig. I said, oh, my gosh, we got to bring you to the Jeff Katz Show, get you out of, you know, whatever station this was, and become part of the big leagues. I think he still does the other station too. That's okay. But we're just thrilled to have him with us every Tuesday afternoon. CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. 4:47, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is beautiful. I'm telling you, it is absolutely a glorious sort of a day. That's the good news. Now, the bad news is that it's going to get chilly. Next couple of days, we're not going to be enjoying the weather that we have enjoyed the last couple of days, but not terrible. I mean, I don't want you to think you got to go get all the winter stuff out. Although Thursday overnight low is going to be down 37, and I don't know that we're anywhere near to a freeze warning as of yet. Looks like we're still a good couple of weeks out from that. But you know, it's turning. What can I tell you? Is what it is. I was on a phone call today. One person was in Wisconsin and one person was in Florida, and then I was here. And so, of course, the person in Wisconsin was talking about the weather and how cold it was, and the person in Florida was saying, oh, you know, it's going to go up to 76 degrees or 78 degrees today. And I said, you know what? Here, we got you both covered. This morning when I got up, it was 38 degrees. And a little bit later today, it is promised to be 76 degrees. So we either have the best of both worlds or the worst of both worlds, I suppose, depending on the way that you look at it. There's so many issues at play with this election. All right. 2 weeks from today, we're going to know. 2 weeks from today, we're going to know. Do we keep good thing doing, going rather? Or do we, well, go in a different direction? That's the question. We're going to talk about one of those big issues. It's energy, my friend. It's energy. We'll talk about that right at 5:05. It is 4:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Tuesday, and looking like a relatively good Tuesday evening. It's going to be a little bit chillier the next couple of days. Nothing outrageous, but still less than what it is. You'll deal with it, I'm sure. We'll all be dealing with it. Tonight at 6 o'clock, there's going to be it's a virtual debate, if you will, between my friend John Reed, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and an AI version of Ghazala Hashmi, the state senator who is the Democrats' nominee for lieutenant governor, who fundamentally is missing. It's like looking for Carmen Sandiego at this point. No idea where in the world she might be. So this evening, the only debate between John Reed and Hashmi will take place. John will be there live and in person. And Hashmi, well, they're going to be using AI to take all of her past public statements and present them as if they were in a debate. So it'll be interesting. It'll be on John's website, I know, johnreed4virginia.com. They're big issues. And we try and focus on them, right, as we're 2 weeks away from Election Day. I've spoken a lot about this idea that I think the technology for electric vehicles is really, really cool, but I don't want to own one. And I don't feel that I should be forced to own one. I'm concerned about energy. And are we producing enough? And are we going to have problems if we've got all of these new data centers coming in? I'll tell you that Glenn Davis has been all over this for a long time now. He's the director at our Department of Energy for Governor Youngkin for the Commonwealth. And I'm just very happy he's making some time for us. Glenn, thank you for being here.
Appreciate you having me, Jeff.
It's good to hear your voice. Let's talk a little bit about, well, really what's at stake here. I've watched the great accomplishments of Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears for the last 4 years. Tell me about how it's played out in that whole energy space.
Well, you know, when Governor Youngkin came in 2021, you know, he realized that the estimates back from, when he came in 22, when the estimates that he had looked at in 2020 were going to be wrong. You know, when the Virginia Clean Economy Act was passed in 2020, it was expected that growth in energy demand would be 1-2% year over year, no economic growth. We had more people leaving the state than coming to the state. Governor Youngkin made us the best state in the nation for business, over $140 billion of new CapEx investment. We now have more people coming to the state than leaving for the first time in over a decade. And the power demand is at 6.5% year-over-year growth. It's higher than any other state in the nation. And a lot of that is because the economic growth that we're seeing, data centers, advanced manufacturing, indoor agriculture. So what's at stake is the ability for us to continue this economic growth trajectory we're on and the job growth we're on that Governor Youngkin created.
Look, I love what the governor has done these last almost 4 years when he said that Virginia needed to be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. He meant it, and he's really delivered on that, hasn't he?
He has, 100%. You know, I will tell you, he is very metric-driven in every agency, and, you know, when we have our meetings, it's very much, okay, you know, what are you going to do? It's all quantifiable. Did we do it? Here's what we expect. And he's driven those numbers, whether it's investment in the economy, growth in energy, and, you know, education. Everything is quantifiable, and he's driven it significantly.
So what happens with this energy space then, Glenn, if we don't have the resources that Governor Youngkin is putting into place? I mean, I look at some of the plans coming from Abigail Spanberger and the rest of her team. It just seems like they want to undo all of this and tie us like 110% to California.
Yeah. No, Jeff, I mean, to understand how we got to where we are in 2020, the Democrats looked at California and basically their attack on fossil fuels said, hold my beer. And they wrote the Virginia Clean Economy Act during the session of 2020, which basically mandates that we come off all fossil fuel power production by 2045 in Dominion area, 2050 in the western part of the state. Understand that 55% of all of our power in the state of Virginia today is natural gas. There's no way we're replacing that, much less growing new stuff. And that would be detrimental to the Commonwealth, to the ability to keep our lights on, but more importantly, keep the lights on, keep our parents and our grandparents' AC on during the hottest of hot days or the, you know, the heat during the coldest of cold days, situations that honestly cost lives in Texas because they had that power situation out there with that winter storm. So there's a lot at stake if we make sure we don't go and continue to cycle on fossil fuels, but if we don't walk back the Virginia Clean Economy Act, we're going to have problems in 7 years. And it's not just us saying that. That's PJM, our regional transmission organization, which is oversees the grid for 13 California. They're saying that these states are in trouble unless we get ourselves in gear.
Wow. So all of this progress, if we want to be brutally honest about it, Glenn, all of this progress really would have been for naught if it's, you know, ignored or we go this California way.
Jeff, 100%. And I'll tell you, it's already impacting us. You know, some some Democrats say, well, we can just wait. Right? And, you know, if we don't have it figured out by 2040, we'll fix it then. And what they don't understand is businesses come to states on like a, you know, basically they don't come on a 5-year business plan. Right. They come on a 30-year business plan, right? So why are they going to come to Virginia when we're playing Russian roulette with our energy grid, as opposed to going to another state that they're not saying we're going to eliminate 55% of our power supply on this particular date certain? And so that's the problem is, you know, we're trying to attract companies telling them that we're about to turn off 55% of our power in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
It's insane. It is insane. Glenn Davis is joining us. Glenn is the director of our Virginia Department of Energy. It's looking at the challenges as we move into the next few years. When we are pitching business, Glenn, and again, that's a huge part of this, and these businesses have the long-term view. They want to be here for the long term. We just saw Governor Youngkin earlier today down in Chesterfield with, I think it was $20, $25 million, a company that said, hey, we can't do business in California anymore, so we're coming here to Virginia. You know, on some level, they also have, I hate to say it, but they have a backup plan if the Democrats get control, where they're going to say, well, we haven't put the first shovel in yet, now we're going to Tennessee.
Yeah, no, it throws a lot of the progress that Governor Youngkin has made is going to put into jeopardy. You know, I believe some businesses have come here believing that Virginia is not going to let us take this thing downhill. Yeah. But we've also lost some opportunities because of the, you know, they just can't take that risk because of that law. I mean, and let's understand, Jeff, when the most important bill that Virginia put, legislation that Virginia put in place in the last probably 8 to 10 years, which is the Virginia Clean Economy Act, there was no modeling around it. There was no, kind of looking out there and making sure unintended consequences. This is a large bill that was written during a 60-day session, changed a number of times during a 60-day session, yep, passed inside of a 60-day session with over 2,000 other bills. I mean, there was no time taken to do significant or any due diligence on this bill, and it has detrimental consequences if we don't walk it back next year.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, here's hoping that things go the right way, Glenn. I mean, the message is clear, and the folks on the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares, that tagline, if you will, of let's keep a good thing going, boy, it's spot on. That's that we're in a really good place now, thanks to Governor Youngkin. And it just pains me to think that anybody can imagine, yeah, let's turn the clock back to that disastrous bill from that 60-day session. That's just insane.
I agree with you. Well, and I can even make it more personable to your listeners, Jeff. So inside the Virginia Clean Economy Act, there was a requirement for utilities, including Dominion, to buy what they call renewable energy certificates. Just think of them as digital certificates of electrons, right? It's not really use of power. It's just it makes people feel good. Digital certificates. Dominion has said over the next 10 years in their IRP, they have to buy $5.5 billion worth of these certificates because of that law. That $5.5 billion, every dollar of which will go on to ratepayers' bills. That cost started last month, September last month. If they go back and look at their bills, it went up because of this. It will go up every September for the next 9 years. And if Republicans had control, that would be gone overnight, literally gone overnight. And it wouldn't impact any electrons whatsoever.
You know, we're all in the wrong business. We ought to be selling these imaginary certificates to somebody. I mean, it sounds like that's...
You are not joking. If we had another half an hour, Jeff, that's a story in of itself. The solar industry is not about selling solar electrons. I mean, literally, we've seen solar go on the grid almost at zero just so they can sell the RECs. That's really where the money is.
That is insane. Well, Glenn, number one, thank you for what you've done during your time over there, the Virginia Department of Energy. Thanks, of course, to Governor Youngkin and the team and for making time for us today with this information. I'd love to get you back in the not-too-distant future. Let's do an even deeper dive into this because people really do need to know what's at stake.
Love to do it, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Glenn Davis. Glenn is the director of the Virginia Department of Energy. Yeah, if you noticed your bills go up last month, that's why. That's why. And I do my best not to lecture too much on the purely political front, but this is purely political at this point, and you realize truthfully what is at stake. It is 6:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. That screaming that you hear in the background is a result of the pain I have inflicted on my friend Jeremy. Jerm, I am so sorry. No, everybody needs to know. It's all on me. Last week, I went to great pains to point out that I bought Jeremy I got Jeremy a birthday gift. I bought myself a smartwatch, which would mean that I would know exactly second to second where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. And it did work pretty well for those first couple of days, didn't it, Jerm? No, it really did. Come on now. It did. Yes, it did. And you know what I found out today? This is as a result of actual research. The smartwatch that I purchased, which I got really so that Jeremy could enjoy his birthday, it works that much better, Jerm, if in fact you wear it. Honest to God, it didn't say anything about that in the box. Nothing. Now, a lot of what was in the box, I believe, was in Chinese, so I couldn't understand it anyway, but I'm pretty sure there was nothing in there that said you need to wear this for this to actually work effectively. But, yeah, I'm kind of reading on my own and in between the lines, and so there you have it. All right, so, Jerm, I promise tomorrow I will, in fact, wear the smartwatch. By popular demand, we do have the replay of Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He was with us on this program just a little while back, but he had such great, important stuff to say. I wanted you to get a chance to hear it. That's going to happen at 5:35. It is 5:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and thanks again to the great Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Thanks to everybody who asked if we could reshare that recent conversation. It's just great stuff with the Colonel, and I don't think you can read on killing enough. And for those people getting all worked out, oh my God, yeah, I can't believe you're reading a book about killing people. Why would you want... That's not what it's about. It's an interesting title, but that's not what it's about. It is about those who are, well, as the Colonel said, in the fight. Not everybody's in the fight. Not everybody is a sheepdog for real. Some of us are, and some of us aren't. That's okay. I mean, it's just the way things have sort of played out. A couple of years back, I had that conversation with Heidi. Remember, I know I shared this. I was reading Colonel Grossman. I don't know if it was on killing or another one of his books. And we were talking about some of the stuff because she's never read it. And I don't know that she ever will. But she said, well, what is this sheepdog stuff? And I said, well, you know, some people are sheep and some people are sheepdogs. And you kind of stay in your lane for the most part. Well, what does that mean? You think that I am not that I'm just easily led and blah, 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 because I'm a sheep? No. Not that at all. Right? Because I think I know she felt it was somehow a knock intelligence-wise. And that's not what it is at all. Not even close. It is about people who are wired to protect others. Some people don't have that wiring, and that's okay. It's all right. But for those of us who do have that wiring, it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we stay in that fight. And those people who have that wiring are found in the ranks of first responders. Police, firefighters, EMTs, military. I would include medical personnel. Nurses and doctors, I think, are in the fight. I think they're front line. But the truest front line, the most front of the front line, if you will, are those who are out there and might very well not come home at the end of a shift. And so that's what Colonel Grossman talks about a lot. And if you are in the sheepdog category, you need to check out Colonel Grossman's work. If you've been in that sheepdog category for a while, and it's been a while since you checked out his work, please make sure you do that. 804 sent an interesting text on the James River Air text line. He says, Jeff, Jay Jones said only when people feel pain personally do they change on policy. Even that's not true. Just ask Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's group. They're doubling down, thankfully. Absolutely right. Turning Point USA growing exponentially. That's what we're all obligated to do, I think. All right, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., I would urge you to please tune in to my friend Rich Herrera. He'll be hosting Richmond's Morning News. In the afternoon, John Reed will be here. Fantastic stuff. 5:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.